Patriots today. I'm Bob Sosa here at Lucas Oil Stadium at the 2016 NFL Combine with none other than Field Yates, of course, a former Patriot and Kansas City Chief front office executive, now an ESPN NFL insider. And Field, we've heard a lot from NFL general managers and head coaches, and among them, three of your former colleagues in Foxborough. Jason Light of Tampa Bay, John Robinson, of course, the new general manager of Tennessee, who has the number one pick this year, and Bob Quinn, recently hired general manager of the Detroit Lions. All those guys shared reflections of their experiences in the front office. What do you remember about the discussions back and forth between those guys and yourself?
Well, I think that everybody who comes through New England is taught how to scout first, if you're in the front office. And if you're a coach, how to coach, which in some ways it's like speaking a second language. Some of it is your experience with the game prior to working it, whether you played the game, whether you simply followed it, whatever it was. Each of these guys, though, I think understands the process of roster construction. It is incredibly difficult to sustain success in the NFL for even 3 to 5 years. We're on a 15-year run now for the Patriots in New England, so they have an understanding of what it means to build a roster, and that's not just having the five best players at their specific positions. It's not just 1 through 53 even. It's really 1 through 90, because during the offseason, when the books open back up to 90 players, maybe 40 or so spots are spoken for already, but those last 13 to 15 spots on the roster, those can be the difference between making the Super Bowl and having Malcolm Butler step up and help you win the Super Bowl just 2 years ago.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.